everybody, I'm Brennan Mejia, aka Tyler Navarro from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to The Grid. Dino Charger, ready!
Morphin Legacy presents The Grid.
Ranger Nation, this is Shatter822, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com. Welcome to another great commentary where the category for this month is...
The category is...
The Queerness, aka Queer Subtext. Joining me in this commentary is Austin.
Hi.
So today we'll be watching episode 6 of Power Rangers Dino Charge titled The Two-Thirds, finally!
Yes! Gay rights!
Written by Judd Lynn, Jeffrey Newman, and Peter Wiseman, and directed by Mike Smith. In this episode, when faced with the fast firing cavity, Riley thinks Chase doesn't take threats seriously, but soon learns that Chase simply has a different approach. For those unaware what a commentary is, we will watch the episode together and we'll talk over it while you guys, gals, or non-binary pals at home can watch along on your DVDs or whatever way you decide to watch these episodes. I won't judge. So to sync up and join along as we watch this episode, begin when the countdown tells you to go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Could you imagine if Dino Charge had some, like, generic intro?
Well, mine doesn't have the intro. Does yours have the intro?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, normally it does, right?
Yeah.
I, like, completely forgot about that.
I was worried that yours had the evil sledge thing. But yeah, montage on the green field in your green shoes.
Gay rights. I could just watch this on a loop.
I mean, we have, pretty much. Before taking off Netflix, we watch it, like, every other week or something, right?
Uh-huh.
I want our pace. Why is he sucking his finger?
Because he's gay.
Absolutely not.
Literally me.
Yeah, dumping into garbage.
Me looking for gay movies.
Pretty much. I do love that Poissanger is using one of Sludge's bounties to bake her cakes. That seems like a very Poissanger thing to do.
Oh yeah, genius.
What's with the pink flamingo on the top of it? Wasn't gay enough being pink and purple?
Maybe Cavity's just like a John Waters fan or something.
Oh, then it would be made of shit.
Oh, disgusting.
Oh, bitch knows.
Maybe just a bite. He eats the whole fucking piece.
How the fuck does he eat that? His mouth doesn't move.
Need more vinegar. Owie!
Oh, my teeth hurts. That's what you get.
Are his eyes strawberries?
Are they?
Cavity. His eyes are strawberries
they are. With little... I never noticed that before.
That's freaking adorable.
Oh, it doesn't have the opening too? What the fuck?
Is this the one you downloaded off of YouTube?
No.
Because I know the... YouTube channel takes off opening and ending credits.
Wouldn't it be a problem if it was still on Netflix?
I'm assuming anyone who plays our commentary track while also watching the episode would just watch this on YouTube, which also doesn't have the opening theme, so we're fine.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, so that's...
This is on YouTube. And it's still homophobic, though, that they took that out. Because that theme song is a bop.
It is fire.
It is fire. That's top five theme songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's the backwards cap for me. I'm just like... Yum, 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 yum. Now make out!
I've never seen you train.
Period.
Just because I don't suck dick like you doesn't mean...
What?
I don't know. Balls flying at Riley's face. Typical day for Riley.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's not sus at all. That cake is made so poorly, it didn't even wrap around it perfectly. A bit tasteless.
A bit tasteless.
No cake?
Eh. Nobody noticed the giant fucking dessert monster in the kitchen?
Who the fuck is that? Who is that? What it made more sense if it was just one of the rangers tied up in the kitchen?
Charlie Morph.
Yes! Ugh, that morph is gay rights.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, this ship is just, like, too prime because I shipped it in Curvature, too.
Yeah, I mean, that was something that, like, laid over.
It just carried over.
Carried over from Curvature.
Mm-hmm.
Get him, because he's a chef.
Get it, Beam, I guess.
Is that supposed to be funny? I do like the thing that I like an old married couple.
Oh, yes.
That is our gay representation of Power Rangers. When two characters of the same gender nag at each other, they are in love.
We gotta get something.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the closest we get to representation so far.
Blue's Clues can have a whole pride parade, but we can't even get a out gay ranger.
Yeah. Come on, Hasbro.
I'm tired, Mary. I'm fine. What is your problem?
I'm leaving! Eh.
Yeah, well, you're sleeping on the couch tonight.
Oh, my favorite part of the episode! Riley fucking deducing if it was the cake or the frosting. Who gives a fuck?
Who cares?
Okay, this one has two frosting cakes in this cake. This one has two bites of frosting. Regardless of if it was a frosting or the cake.
Stop. What are you doing?
I'm cleaning up. Well, not these. We need to figure out what's going on first.
My instincts tell me that what's going on is if you eat the cake, you get a toothache. It's not that simple. It is that simple.
We need to analyze them.
Always love to analyze things.
Analyze that.
Analyze that.
Enough!
Enough! Get the fuck out!
I am not dealing with this homo bullshit right now. Get the fuck out!
Y'all can fight it, huh?
Stay in here.
Kipper's like, girl, you interrupting my soaps.
Making noise, bomb files flying at your face.
Honestly, that would be a funny edit with, like, scary music. That's like a jump scare where he sits down and Kipper's just standing there.
I mean, Keeper just shows up out of nowhere all the time.
It's scary. Kind of a horror movie. Yeah.
It's like the Slender Man or some shit.
Okay.
It's serious time and he's going skateboarding. Are you fucking kidding me? Eh. Also an allegory for
how?
Another direction. Both lead to the same way.
I guess.
One ball is gay, one is bisexual. They both lead to the same direction.
Yeah.
I want a kink.
I want a kink. Wow.
Well, I never.
You're scaring Kirio. How dare you? His baby.
Northeast what?
Northeast of Amber Beach.
North of Topeka. West of the 71.
Those are cute shoes.
I mean, of course he has fashion sense.
It is fashion.
It is fashion. But is it fashion?
Ah! Oh my god. Run away.
It's not.
Yeah, I'm here, Chase. I'm just having by his balls flying in my face. Chase is doing stuff? What?
Ugh. Pastry face.
Grid battle force.
Oh, is that what that building is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Dino Charge ready!
Chase gets a cello morph. One of like four.
Ugh.
So I think it's Tyler, Chase, Code, and Zenowing. That's it. Oh yeah, this is
actually
where...
I would like to.
Same. This is also the time where Chase was like clone shell the hot shot like every 2 seconds.
Bring that energy back. Why did that go away?
Yeah, it just went away by like the second half of the first season. I'm like, when did it end that? I like the hot shot.
Oh, my teeth. Gonna get saved at the last second by his boyfriend.
Why we to the rescue? That gay ass sweater.
And what is that, like a cardigan or something?
I think so. Of course Riley would wear a cardigan.
He's one of the preppy gays. Of course he would.
That is also a cowboy.
He's a preppy gay cowboy. Wait,
where the fuck did he put that sword?
Up his ass? I don't know.
He like put it down. It's like, where'd you put it?
Back into the grid. Disappeared.
Morphmasters did it.
They did.
I mean, they did make the energy gems. That is a fact.
Yeah. Don't you dare.
It's Morphin time.
It's Morphin time, batch.
Batch.
This morph is so good.
Everything about Supercharge is so good.
Except the finale.
Except for the Dino Supercharge finale.
Ow.
I love that they kept the Sentai roll call with him, like...
Yeah, where he's like, oh, my tooth.
Ow. Power, ah!
Don't force it, hot shot.
Next.
Not the first time he said that.
I hate how they say Power Ranger color.
No!
You can't be just Dino Charge green. How hard is that?
Dino Charge pink! Sounds so much better.
Ow!
Poor Chase, little baby. Little baby.
It's about to get wild, bitch. It's wild, bitch.
Goodbye.
You can stop talking, actually.
Yeah, this is where they were still trying to be like, talk, 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 talk. But it's not as bad as Samurai was. Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, because those are just like the stupidest puns. Like, I'm earthquaking in my boots.
Yeah.
Yeah, this spoilers. Bosh.
Wait, I think our Samurai retrospective has already dropped already, but as we're recording this, we are prepping for our Samurai retrospective, so that's fun. Rewatching Samurai. Mm.
That's why I want to die every second. Oh, this is gay rights.
Mm-hmm. Chase's Dino Charger and Riley's Dino Saber. Come on now.
Come on now. People on Twitter being like, I don't see it. Mary, did you watch this episode? Or the show period?
Yeah!
He's like, oh shit.
Here's a taste of green and black. Come on now. Come on.
And the power of gay destroyed his teeth. That's what we call a power couple.
Might. Chase is also poly, by the way. That's why he dates Kaylee and Riley.
Oh, totally. Bisexual and poly.
Mm-hmm.
We stan. I'll allow it.
That way we don't have to hate Kaylee. Well,
Kaylee's fine. I wish she became female Aqua, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Murder bird. I know we just had him in two seasons in a row, but bring back Sledge and Poissandra for Dino Fury.
Where?
I love them. I don't care if it doesn't make sense, just bring it back.
Simon's like, oh, well, a lot of the fandom doesn't like that. I don't care, don't listen to them.
I don't give a fuck, don't listen to them.
They don't have taste.
My requests are easy. Like, the actors are there, you still got the suits, come on now. I'm not asking for JDF here, I'm asking for Sledge and Poissandra.
I'm asking for characters with talent.
Mm-hmm, and personality.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? Because he's a baker.
Oh, wow.
He bakes the cakes.
Ain't that the tooth?
See what you did there.
Who could have seen that coming?
Cockpit.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, boy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This episode doesn't even have the Chile Megazord.
I guess having all five of them makes it stronger?
Maybe.
I mean, that's the bad thing about having a five ranger team when your main Megazord is only three Zords. Like, you have a formation, but it's like, all of them can't be there. I mean, Dino Fury is the same thing. Shocker! Dino Fury having something from Dino Charge.
I know, right? I mean, Resoldier was pretty much Kyuriger.
Yeah.
Down to the suit design and colors. They were just like, let's just make it knights.
Yeah. They made it work, though. For Dino Fury. Yeah, for real, she'd been waiting for 65 million years.
I'm surprised she just didn't leave.
So it's like, hell no!
It's like, the sex must be really good if she didn't leave Sledge after 65 million years.
Yeah, shit.
Like, really good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it must be a lot, though, because he's got to take off that diaper he's wearing. Don't touch me, Candy King.
The Riley coming out scene. Look how perfect his hair is.
I mean, that Auckland hair team.
I mean, they are doing the Lord's work, truly.
They're the best in the business. Assumptions about me. I wonder what those assumptions were.
Daddy's gay. Oh, did you say something? Ugh. I would die for both of them.
Same.
Come on. Great. Is no rules. No rules. How can that be rule? Adapt. Oh my god. Oh my
god. That scene called me gay.
That scene is why I'm gay.
Mm-hmm.
That scene made me gay.
Yep.
That's fun.
Of course, Tyler did a handstand.
A Dino Charge episode with Tyler doing a handstand? Shocker.
High five!
Woo!
You will rise up to the top. So good. Alrighty, so that was the end of The Tooth Hurts from Power Rangers Dinosaur George. Do we have any final thoughts before we wrap this shit up?
I mean, y'all know that's like one of my favorite episodes, period.
I mean, we reference it all the time. We watch it all the time. It is iconic. It is one of the gayest episodes of Power Rangers, period.
And we love to see it and would like to see more. Thank you, Hasbro.
Alrighty, so what did you think of this episode? Let us know by tweeting us at The Gribby Art. Tune in next time for a brand new episode of The Grib, but until then, everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye bye.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches.